Chumash Vayikra is the first Maror Malkum. Before we get to Chumash Vayikra, I'm going to read the back of Chumash Vayikra. If anyone happens to have the same copy of the Cross of Gold as I have, this is a Hakdama of Harabi Lisa, the same Nesivus, the same Chavazas, to Sefer Shir Hashirim. Listen very carefully. Very, very carefully. It says, if you have this edition, it's on page 416, as follows. Shir Hashirim, there are Pekurusim that they were involved in Tavas Olam Hazeh, V'lokhu also al Pashti Yusa, V'osu Imanu Shir Agovim Yemach Shemam. Hey, it's powerful language. Those who took Shir Hashirim, which was Kodesh Kadoshim, and they made it into an erotic love song, he's used the word Yemach Shemam. Hey, I wouldn't use such powerful language. He quotes this from the Ramban. Sure exactly what the source is. That's not the real point. Because there's a mashal ish v'isha. But what does it really mean, Shir Hashirim? Avas Hashem Yisbarach Osonu. Uki'ilu tzarech eleinu. Same as a man needs a wife, and a wife needs a husband. As if Hashem needs us. V'kibiyochol mekabal tawelas meitonu. Ukimsos chos nalkala yosas aleinu. As we're going to read at the end of the Sheva Denechemta, we're holding Baruch Hashem. This really two down of the seven haftaras of Nechama. The last one has that pasuk. You refer to it every Friday night in the Chadodi. Shani misyach nebavoso. Oh, and therefore Shir Hashirim is gvoim me'al gvoim. Elokim osas adam yoshar kol masav hayo begedusha v'tar bebitul kol gashmius ish v'isha shchina beinayim. Unreal. That's how it was. Marriage was Bekedusha Vitara. That's how it always was. Lonita Natava Gashmis Raklios Leazir Lisar Latova Kedusha. In order, since a man wouldn't have to be together, how would they do that? Kodesh Baruch Hu had to implant a certain tava, a certain desire, physical desire, to help out the system. And therefore, Bavanoseinu Harabim, unfortunately, through our many sins, Hirshiyu Anoshim, they're bad people. Ashenishu Rak Al Tava Chumis Levad, all they care about is their sexual desire. Ukiilu Lo Nivru Rak Lezek Yitzirus Abehemis, as animals mate. Tema Mislachuk, and they dirty themselves, Umizayim Atzman, and they render themselves impure. B'tavasim with their desires, yosim ibehemis, they're worse than animals. There's adultery, and etc. etc. Oh, and he gives the following mush. This is the mush I want to share with you as my introduction to spending the year learning Yoni Nida together. B'migdal shebalachdo v'noi tavniso nisala alko. There was a beautiful, beautiful palace. Vishum tov v'yofi malach alon nerecha elov. No other palace can compare to it. V'eden gan lo dama elov v'yofio. As I like to amplify the mashal of the Bala Nesivis, that there was a, this is not in his words, but I'm giving you the, just to make it a little more Masavas Ozen, that it was a king who was a very busy man, but he made himself this getaway somewhere in an island, and whenever he had trouble, he'd get away into this beautiful, beautiful palace right on the ocean. It was something which would give him so much strength and encouragement to maintain matters of state. What happened? He became too busy to be able to travel to the desert. The office work was too busy. No time. What did he do? So he asked the artist of the realm to paint for him a likeness, a big likeness of this palace. So here's his king. For years he would go to this palace, weekend getaways, think they're too busy. There's a huge, beautiful painting of the palace. It looked so beautiful. And he had so much hanafa because it reminded him of what the real palace was like. Achakach bo'odom echad ram alolim. A bad guy came along. He graffitied the place up with vulgarities. Became disgusting even to look at this beautiful painting. He couldn't even think about it anymore, because whenever he thought about his beautiful picture, he thought about the profane graffiti all over the place. When he thought about it, it was disgusting to him. And this bum who graffitied the picture, he destroyed, he ruined it for his king. Now he couldn't go to the palace. He couldn't even see the picture anymore. It was terrible. That's the mashal. B'dvarim HaKadoshim HaGvoim El Gvoim Nimshlu B'dvarim HaKadoshim. So the relationship in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, the highest relationship, what's the mashal? What's the picture that we have in this world? It's a man and his wife. This is the way we can somehow approximate the exalted relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Mamish. A picture. Well, it's only a picture. Kasha Komu HaRishoyim Torah. We know what the world does with men and women. You know, they want to sell you toothpaste. There's a naked woman. They want to sell you a car as a naked woman. What's a naked woman to do with a toothpaste in a car? That's what sells. Because human beings have typhus and they can't watch their eyes properly and they can't control their passions properly. So a man wants to think about Hashem and Klal Yisrael, he no longer think about a man and a woman, because it's graffiti, the whole world's full of everything is graffiti, taking the lustful part of that relationship and putting it front and center and glorifying it from the purely erotic perspective. And all they talk about is this, all they think about, they talk about, and nothing to do with the original kavanah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a man and a wife should have such a close, physical, intimate relationship, which compares Kiveyachol to Hashem and Klal Yisrael. That's my introduction, Rabbosai. So we have to talk a little bit graphically as we go in discussing the laws of Nida. Although, as I'll explain in my introduction, I purposely chose a different part of the Masechta to begin with, which is more abstract. I'm not talking about the physical parts of the body so much, because we'll do that a little bit later. And this is the introduction. Everyone understand the introduction? Any question on the introduction? One more introduction. We have Parshas Metzora. Parshas Metzora, as we're going to be getting in a minute, in the Chumash, in the first line of the Maror Makomos. But before we even get to Parshas Metzora proper, I'd like to share with you the words of Chazal in the Medrash. A Medrash in Parshas Metzora. We know that the Torah discusses some of the nitty-gritty, again, including some of those physical manifestations that we're going to try to avoid, at least at the very beginning. And what does Hashem think? We're learning these things, you know, it's sort of a little bit, like you say, Shir may be called a bit, I can't use the word X-rated today, that's meaning, but whatever, it's rated above PG, perhaps, I don't know what I hold these days. So, what about these things? Look what it says in Chazal. This is in Bereish, in the Medrash Rabbah, in Metzora, Parsha Yotes Aleph. What does it say? It says, Shchoros Ka'orev. Again, Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. What does it mean? It means that when people involve themselves in matters which seem to be, for certain people's orientation, you know, not so nice to talk about these things. These things are sort of, what I say? It's not so nice, if you will. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that when you involve yourself in this kind of learning, learning these things which are, you know, not so exalted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very happy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy when we, if quote unquote, I'm using the words only quote unquote, dirty ourselves for learning about these aspects of life. Just as Kiveyachol, we say that David HaMelech said about himself, "V'yodai meluchlochos v'dam shfiru dam shilya l'tari shalabal." Says in Masechta Brachos. So it's called meluchlochos, dirty, but it's not really dirty. This is the ultimate tahara, l'tari shalabal. So too, based on Chazal and Medrash Parshas Metzorah, as we go into some of these, even some certain graphic issues, as we will go later on, it's all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire that we quote unquote, dirty ourselves, as David HaMelech did, but literally with the Dam Shir and Dam Shilya. So too, when we involve ourselves in these kinds of limudim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was extraordinarily happy as we learn this part of Torah. Any question about this part of that Gemara? Having given these two parts of that Gemara, and I open the Maror Makom Rashit, looking by Yikra, Perek Tes Vav, Pesukim Yutes Chafhei and Chafches. We're learning three Pesukim of Chumash. Three Pesukim is the minimum amount of the Chumash, we know. It's a Torah. So we're discussing these three Pesukim. If you have Chumash with you, open the Chumash. If not, I guess we can put the Chumash on the board. Am I able to do that? Let's see, the very first thing is Tanakh. Ayikra. That's off. Goes pasuk by pasuk, how's it work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's here. There's nothing, are you able to read it? Maybe I'm getting bigger. Try to make things big for everybody to see the way in the back. Get down, man, get down. Why doesn't want to get down? Something went wrong over here. Oh, big enough now? Okay. Let's start. The Isha Kisiye Zava. Everyone see? Look at
this. Click on settings again. There.
Okay, everything's down the board. Everything's here. Isha Kisiye Zava. Now, what's the background over here? Look earlier. This whole parsha starts talking about the tumah of a man, a zav. Talks about a zav. We don't have zav nowadays. If we have it, we don't know about it. What's the status of a zav? It tells you. You have to go to the rochas b'mayim. Okay? This is a zav. Fine. Again, we don't have these things. We're not going to be discussing it much at all. But it does say over here, Rochas B'mayim. Okay? Many times, Rochas B'mayim. But then it says, when the Zav becomes clean, Safalo Shivis Yom Mutarazo. But watch this. Rochas B'mayim Chaim V'toy. First, Mayim Chaim is Seltzer. That's Mayim Chaim is actually. Satma Seltzer is Mayim Chaim. But what is really Mayim Chaim? Mayim Chaim is spring water. Spring water, as opposed to a mikveh. Our mikveh is what we call rainwater. You know, it's usually city water, but it touches the rainwater, comes from the roof. So, if a zav goes into our mikveh, he's not metaren. He's mayim chayim. Some of the Hasidish mikvehs, they try to dig wells in the bottom and they link it into the mayim chayim. Not going to hichos zav now to know whether the mayim chayim, which is attached to the regular mikveh, will be metaren zav. We don't have zav. At least we don't think we have zav. Anyway, you want to go to the base of mikdash, harabayis, which I'm against vehemently, and someone said we're going to Mayim Chaim. Whatever. Okay. Enough of that. Fine. So this is all male. We start with the men. We have the ladies first. No, we start with the men. Fine. So you have to have Mayim Chaim. Good. You have to bring a carbon. Eighth day, bring a carbon. You have 7 clean days. Mayim Chaim and a carbon. Fine. That's a Zav. That's the highest level of Tumah for a man. What's the lower level? Isha Kisei Tzimene Shich Vazer, it's called Balkeri. So that's a lower level. And then, so Batami Ad Arav, one day you go to the mikveh. There used to be a thing called Takonis Ezra. Some people still keep it, some chassidim still keep it. You go to the mikveh every morning. Mishim lo plunk. And that's a lower level. Akan men. Okay, so the first 17 psukim, all talking about men. Okay. Leave that pasuk 18 for the moment. That's called Tumas Mishameshes. Not for now. Now you test. The Isha. Kisiya Zava. This is the word Zava means to flow, literally. Eretz Zava's Cholav Advash. Did we just read it on Shabbos? Oh, yeah. The word Zava should be familiar with your vocabulary. Eretz Zava's Cholav Advash. Land flowing with milk and honey. Ah, everyone knows that from their childhood, right? So it's the word Zav for a male or Zava for a female means something is flowing. What's flowing? Dam. Dam, blood. Dam yezova bivsara. So the Mefarshim explain it means the same as a man had his flow, whatever that means. So too, the woman has hers. What was zova is the equivalent of his ziva, is hers. Bivsara, very important word, bivsara, about hargosha, other things, where it's been time. That's the graphic stuff we're not going to discuss now at all. We're starting from the other end. Shivas yamim tia benidasa v'chalad agem o yitmar arv. She can see blood for whether it's one drop, whether it's 7 days straight, it's all the same thing. Nida, once you start it, you're tummy for 7 days. And this tumah of 7 days had what we call tumah v'tara ramifications, which you no longer have nowadays. Right? What she sits on, touches what she sits on, and what she lies on, all kinds of things which we don't no longer have nowadays. But this is just what a nida is. Oh. One thing is obviously missing. It says she's 7 days in a nida status. What happens after that? Nowhere does it say anywhere about her herself how she gets out of her situation. When it comes for someone who touches her bed, Barachatz b'mayim v'tomei ad harav. So he goes into a mikvah and he's tomei until the evening. It's called a tvul yom. He becomes tor completely for kachim taras, as the case may be. Standing is no gebur. Shateishav olav mishka v'moshav is called. Okay, again, yitmat harav. Fine. What about her? Doesn't say. So many mefarshim rishonim say, well, you know what? If the chair or the bed that she sits on or lies on, and the person who touches that chair or that bed has to go to the mikveh, so she too, she obviously has to go to the mikveh. So the way to get out of this tumah presumably is by going to the mikveh. When? Obviously when the 7 days are up. If she's tumah for 7 days, let's say it will start Sunday morning, she sees Da'am, whether she sees just till Sunday afternoon or till Monday, till Shabbos, it's all irrelevant. Shabbos afternoon, she finishes, she sees, she says she's clean, we'll get to the details later. Motzi Shabbos, she goes to the mikvah. Clear? Clear as day. It's called a nida. Fine. Chafei. Isha ki yosuv zov dama yabim rabim below es nidas. Oh, it's a whole new story. That the flow of blood many days, not at the time of nida. It means it's the time of nida. Well, what's the time? Doesn't say. Time of nida. Oki sozuv al nidasa, or the simple read, Pshuta Shon Mikra. She sees many days, let's say she starts on Sunday. She started yesterday, right? Sunday. She sees a whole week, and she sees Yomim Rabin. Yomim is two, Rabin is three. She'll see next Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So she saw 10 days in a row. The first seven are called Nida. The next three are called Zava. Right? And what's her status? Oh, a different case. Ki sozuv al nidas. She didn't see next Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. No, she didn't see that. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, say, for example, are clean. But Wednesday, she sees that. Wednesday. Thursday. Friday. So she saw them Sunday and then a number of days during this week. And by Torah law, she went to the mikveh Motzi Shabbos. She could be with her husband. 3 days later, Wednesday, she sees Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What's her status? That's not called Zov Yozuv Zov Dama Yom Rabbi below Asnidasa, which means a continuum. Again, the Pshutah Shem Mikra. Okay, Sazov Al Nidasa with a break in between. Call your mezov to Masa Kimidasa Tia Tamei. As long as she sings Dan, she is Tameya, the same as she was by Anita the first 7 days. Now she's Tameya for the 3 days that she continues to see Dan. But she stops. Vim Torah Mizova, Visafra La Shivas Yamim, the Achar Titar. Just by a man, you have to have 7 clean days. So to by a woman, you have to have 7 clean days, but we notice it's Shiva Nikim. 7 clean days which have to exist after she stops seeing the Dan. So let's just go through it again. She saw, starting from yesterday, she saw X number of days during this week. Motzi Shabbos by Torah law, she goes to the mikveh, she can be with her husband, everything is fine, she's tahara, she's permissive to her husband, she touches the bed and the chair, it's tahara, everything's fine and dandy. The next day, be it Sunday, or 3 days later, be Wednesday, as the case may be, she sees 3 days in a row, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's irrelevant. Then, she needs 7 more days of cleanliness to become tahara. Tahara for touching foods and items, Torah or Muteras for a husband, that's called the Shiva Nikiyim of a Zava. Everyone with me so far? And this is basics, very, very basic. Who doesn't understand, raise your hand. All right, I'll explain it again. Clear? Clear as day. Very good. There's one thing, it's not so clear as day. It's a little bit more complicated. Because you see, we get the two extremes, Anida, and what we call a regular Zava. Sometimes called, we'll see soon, a Zava Gedola. A Zava Gedola, a regular Zava, and the Chumash requires 7 clean days. But there's one more category which we haven't described yet. That's what's called in Chazal, a Zava Kitana. And the words of the more prominent words, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Let me explain briefly what that means. If a woman, let's say for argument's sake, saw one day this week, she sees that even the whole week, fine. Next Sunday, which is day 8, she sees that. This is called Al Nidasa, below Es Nidasa, as we'll discuss the details as we go. Now there's a potential, she sees 3 days in a row, it's going to be a Zava Gedola. But lo and behold, comes, she sees Motzei Shabbos, Sunday by Sunday afternoon, it's clean. So she's not a Zava Gedola. Didn't say, because it said, let's not forget, it said over here, Beferish, Yomim Rabim. Yomim is 2, Rabim is makes 3. She's only saw 1 day, or maximum 2 days, not 3 days. What happens then? So that's called the Zava Katana, or Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. And the halach is very interesting. What should she do? She has to count that day, and see if she's clean during the day. And we apply a very remarkable principle. Over here, where it says, V'safra la shivas yom v'yacha titar, I told you that I'm answering phones only because I'm running a different kind of a 7-day count. What's that called? Shivas yomei avelus, I'm handling one. Now, has everyone ever had experience with shivas yomei avelus? When do they really end?
Seventh morning.
It's a famous principle. What's that principle called? Mixas Hayom Kekula. A famous principle. Everyone knows Mixas Hayom Kekula. Well, guess what? 7 days of Avelos is an almost all likelihood for sure the Rabbanon. So Mixas Hayom Kekula is in the Rabbanon. But we're talking over here, the 7 days of a Zava, that's a Sunya Din Doraisa, when she's a Zava. And Shomeres Yom, the Din Doraisa, but there too, believe it or not, we say Mixas Hayom Kekula. So by Torah law, the woman is a regular full-fledged Zava. She sees next Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Okay, after seeing X number of days during this week, she needs 7 days with Doraisa. So let's count. She's clean by Tuesday afternoon. Let's count the 7 days. It's much like by a Shiva Nevel. Same comparison. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday is day 7. Day 7 in the morning, the same as an Oval gets up from his Avelis, when, on Tuesday morning, if she's Shiva starts on Wednesday, so that she, quote, gets up, quote, from a Shiva Simei Ziva, the Shiva Nikim after the Ziva, and she can, okay, I'm finished, I'm done. But there's only one difference. An Avil in Shiva is done, is done. You know, so they have certain minhagim, you get up, some people walk around the block, whatever customs you have, you take a shower, and just show that the Shiva is over, fine. What about a woman? Whoa, she's not done. We saw the Achatitor. What does the Achatitor mean? So yes, and basically it means that she had to bring a carbon. You don't have carbonus anymore. But she has to go to the mikvah. Lucky for us, she need not go to Mayim Chaim. There's one opinion she has to go to Mayim Chaim. We don't pass in the wake, basically either on the Achatitor or it's a Riboy, but any mikvah is going to be enough, or it's derived from the Mishkav, the Moshe, which is enough to have a mikvah. Bottom line is, she goes to the mikvah. By Torah law, she can go to the mikvah Tuesday morning. Mixim Kukula. Could she be with her husband Tuesday morning? Now, we're not discussing Hilchos Tznius. Now, Hilchos Tznius, a couple shouldn't be together except at night. But put that aside for the moment. By Torah law, could she be with her husband Tuesday morning? The answer is yes. Mixim Kukula. But it's a big but. There's a tremendous but over here. And the but is, what'll happen, Chas V'Shalom, she's with her husband Tuesday morning, after the mikvah, and Tuesday afternoon, she sees Dav. Oi. Oi, oi, oi. That's the worst. That's the worst. Because mixes ayom is kakulo, if the kulo will remain clean. So you can, Chas V'Chalila, the kulo is a Riaz Dam, it turns out, as what we call the stira. It's an undoing of the entire 7-day count, and retroactively it turns out that she lived with her husband in Nisa Karis, Chas V'Shalom. That's why, although technically speaking, it might be mutter, you're allowed to take a chance, because after she's been clean 7 days, the overwhelming likelihood she's going to be clean at least until the day ends. But of course, that is not permitted by rabbinic law. She may not do some Chas V'Shalom. As we shall see later on, going to almost all Rishonim, not only is she not allowed to be with her husband Tuesday morning, she's not even allowed to go to the mikvah Tuesday morning. Because we're afraid. She'll go to the mikvah, she'll want to be with her husband, and you know, everyone has a nice strong Yetzirah, Baruch Hashem. So we're afraid of it she'll be, and then she'll see blood, it'll be a disaster. Even you can't even go to the mikvah until Tuesday night. So therefore, by Torah law, a neither goes to the mikvah at night after 7 days, this coming Motzei Shabbos as we gave, and a Zava goes to the mikvah always in the morning. Assuming she's clean in the morning, the seventh day. By rabbinic law, even a Zava goes to the mikvah after the 7 days are all over, she goes at night. This is what it says. This is all Torah law. We're not going to spend too much time on the intricacies of this Torah law for a simple reason. Open the Gemara to our first Maramakam, Samach Vav Amad Aleph of the Sechtanit. It's another important saying, by the way, those who want to have it. Tosfos HaRosh came out in a nice edition. Just let you know. Samach Vav Amad Aleph. Our first Gemara. Everyone has a Gemara? Not? I'm concerned. On your computer. Says the Gemara as follows. The last three narrow lines. Om Rav Yosef, Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav. Hiskin Rebbe Besodos. That's our text. Some have the gears of Besvodis. Some have the gears of Besuria. At least three different versions. Ros Hayom Echad Teshev Shiva Behu. Rashi. What did you say? Teishev Shisha Vahu. Rashi. Bisodos. Mokom She'en B'nei Torah. Ve'en Yodos Nimnos Pesach Nidus. Masahen Yemei Nida. Masahen Yemei Zov. We'll get to this soon. Shisha Vahu. Kedin Torah. Keshemen B'mei Nida. It's okay. So it's May Nida. So you have to keep 7 days. I told you. She saw on Sunday yesterday. She has to go to Mikvah Motzei Shabbos. Shnayim. Teishev Shisha Vahen. Rashi. The Chumrah. She saw Sunday, Monday. Today's Monday. So I would say, what do you mean? She got to make a Motzei Shabbos. That's the Torah law. See Sunday and Monday, got to make a Motzei Shabbos. For that matter, you can see Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and still got to make a Motzei Shabbos. Why do you need 6 days aside from those two? So, Rashi Lechumra, Shema Rishon Sof Zov, V'Sheinit Chilas Nida, V'Tzricha Ot Shish. Whoa, here we already starting with the problems. Sof Zov. What does it mean, Sof Zov? So the answer is, according to just about all Rishonim except for the Rambam, we have the following concept. There were 11 days Bein Nida L'Nida, the last half of Gemara, some of you may have seen the Rambam Komas, which means that the smallest cycle that the Halacha recognizes is 18 days. If you see day 1 and day 19, then that's considered to be a legitimate cycle. Most women, who in this room is married? Raise your hand. So you all know no woman has a less than 19 day cycle, correct? You're allowed to tell me private pratim if you don't want to tell you afterwards. I don't think anyone's going to come back to me and say my wife has these cycles less than 19 days. That would be, if the Rabban calls it, it would be an illness. So it could be more than 19, it could be 19, it could be 29, it could be 39, whatever it is, doesn't matter. It could be irregular, but almost always it's the in a normal situation, not less than 19 days after the first onset of Nida, will the next period come. So what will happen in the following case? She sees day 1, and she sees on day 18. Day 18 is the 11th of the 11 days Bein Nida L'Nida. Just to keep one hand here in Samach Vav, let's flip quickly to Ayin Beis and the Beis. That's the next of the Ma'am Bekomis. Ayin Beis and the Beis. Just a one line, about 12 lines up. V'achara se'yom she'benida l'nida halacha l'moshe misina. 11 days, 11 days. So she sees day 1, she sees day 18. That's the last day of the 11 days, right? 7 plus 11 is 18. And she sees the next day, which is 19. Wait a minute. You'll tell me it's enough to have a total of 7 days? 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24? Not true. Because 18 was in the days of Zav. Yimei Ziva. Doesn't count as day 1 of Yimei Nida. So 19 is the first of the 7 days. So she has to wait. Those 2 plus 6. Okay, and we'll miss so far. What if she sees 3 days? What happens is Rebbe, she sees 3 days. She sees 3 days. Shlosha, Teshiv Shivin Nekiyim, Rashi. Ava Shlosha, the Ilu Hava Yemei Ziva, Tzvicha Zayin Nekiyim. Ha Shanami Teshiv Shivin Nekiyim, Shemim Bidei Ziva Omedis. Even though she doesn't think so, she's a regular cycle. Chazal, Rebbe made a takana, and there's people with Amaratzin, they didn't know. So it's 1 plus 6, 2 plus 6, or 3 plus 7. This way, Rabbi Osai, Rebbe takes care of all problems. No, she can't make any mistakes. Not done yet. Amram Zeir, this is world famous. Benos Yisrael lechmir al atzma, shafilu roos tipas dam kechardol, yoshvos oleo shiva nekiyim. Rashi. No Rashi. Rashi says nothing. We have Likute Rashi here. Nitpas Pesofa Mesechus. Do you have that in your Gemara? So if you have it, let's see what it is. Likute Rashi is always valuable. Let's see Likute Rashi. You have it on the side in some Gemaras?
No, same thing.
Same thing? Let's take a look on Likute Rashi. Where is Likute Rashi? Likute Rashi, here we go. We're out of space. The last page, it's page Tes. It's called Ashmatas from the Kutei Rashi, those who have the Oz V'Hodr edition. Oh wow, a long one. It goes as follows. It's the bottom of column 2. Tibas Dan Kacharo, Yosheva Saleh Shiva Nekiyim, Levav Me'osu Yom Shef Osekas, and she stops bleeding. V'atoro Lo Etzvicha Shiva Nekiyim El Lezova, Shenem Avim Torah Mizova Ve'in Zova El Roa Shloshi Yomim Ritzufim Besoch HaKadas Yom. Where's this Rashi found, believe it or not? Brochus, Laman Al, Brachas. Who knows what to do in the brachas? Whoever learned brachas, who raise your hand if you ever learned brachas. Brachas is the first, Din is the last mesavim. Brachas is the first mesavim. You can see my shots, right? You see, the first and the last, and then in between. Finish that later. So who learned brachas? Raise your hand. So what's doing in brachas laman aleph? Who knows? Very good. What's say? None of them. The svalim talk halacha psuka. What's the name of halacha psuka? This. You learn this din, then go daven. Wow, amazing. Amazing. Let's read the next Likutei Rashi. Those who have it, it's from Megillah, Daf Chav Tes. Shechmir al Atzman Davar Doraisa and Tzricha the Shivanekim al Haroah Shlosh Yom Ritufim Betoch Hakadosh the Yom Shemayni Belanida. You just said. Av Betchilas Nidas Hafili Rasa Kol Shiva Upaskol Erev Betoch Velas Kol Ayla. Yeah. Behein Shechmir al Atzman Nifin Shein Gakol Bekim the Pesach Nidas. Ema Sayei Nom Nidas Beachadosh the Yom Shemayni Belanida. That's Rebbe. Why shouldn't Rebbe be enough? Rashi has the obvious question. Rebbe's enough. He took every, he covered all the bases. You see one or two, you see six more days, you count 6 days. You see three, you count seven. You can't go wrong. Says Rashi, the Hail of Rashi. How can it be? Keta. Hischila this for Shivanikiyim. The Acha she is a Zavah Gemurah. She was a Zavah Gemurah. She starts count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. V'safra Shivanikiyim. U'vishmi. Oh, this is so heartbreaking. This happens too often with women. They're waiting and waiting. 7 days to go to the mikveh. On day seven, boom, she starts to bleed. Oy, oy, oy. Emotionally very difficult. Sricha allows her to live for Shivanikim. It's seven more days. So that one blood, that one tipas dam on day seven requires an additional 7 days. Now, of course, Rabosai, that's not a nuria. What that does is it knocks out the original Shivanikim. But so what? Since it's freestanding, I haven't seen it in 6 days. You see now one drop of blood, you need 7 additional days. So when it goes there, you see a drop of blood in the middle of nowhere, yet your first onset of nidus, you still need 7 clean days. Wow. Inami. Shema rosa shneyam v'lo yada. She didn't realize. Fayom rosa v'yada, and she realized. Tavlo shlosh yam v'tufim. V'tzvich ha-shiv v'nikim al-kenech miru. Wow. She'll see today, Monday. She didn't realize that she saw Shabbos and Sunday. I mean, when she didn't realize it, she didn't see it, she didn't realize it. Well, she didn't realize, didn't see it. It came out, she wasn't paying attention, or it came out and was being held inside in certain parts of the body. It's called the prozdor, and that's why talachically it came out, but physically she didn't come out. That's why. Two reasons why we have always Shiva Nikim. Any questions so far? So at first glance, it doesn't pay to discuss the details of who's a Nida, who's a Zava. Because by Torah law, there's a tremendous difference. One requires a total of 7. One requires 7 clean plus a carbon. But by rabbinic law, every single woman is treated as a zava l'chumra. So why spend any time on it whatsoever? It's a good question. So the first answer to that question is, are all halachas created equal? There are many, many levels of halacha. There's a daraisis. In daraisis, there are many levels. Mrs. Bezdin and the Chiyav Koreis. Within Mrs. Bezdin, there are 4 levels. And the Chiyav Koreis. And it's a lav, an essay. There are many different levels. Okay, but it's all Torah law. Then there's rabbinic law. With the Rabbanan. Of course, the Rabbanan's a little bit more lenient. Sveka the Rabbanan the Kula in some cases, etc. But then there's another level, which is less than Daraisa, less than the Rabbanan. It's called a minig. Now, I don't mean a minig that just came out, a recent minig that started in a number of years ago. I mean a minig which is found in the Gemara, which was accepted by all Klal Yisrael. The Rambam writes, we saw last year with the Sanhedrin, and even the minig can be an Yisrael of Lo Sasser. Yes, the Rambam says so, we saw. It can be Lo Sasser, a Yom and a Svol, a minig which is found in the Gemara. So I'm asking the following Shaila of Osai. This din of Benos Yisrael, this din of Rebbe, is it a din, the Rabbana, or is it what we call a minute? And there are differences. There could be certain slight differences between something which is considered to be a din, the Rabbanan, and something which is considered to be a minig. Which one does anybody know? Okay. So let's take a look, Rabbi Osai. Let's take a look and see in the Gemara itself in Sama Vav as we go. Sama Vav and Aleph, where we came from. The Gemara says, Adber Rava Lerav Shmuel V'Dorash. Koshta, we're not going to discuss this right now. Koshta is called Dam Koshi, which related to childbirth. Shayamim L'Shlishi Tehipila, she miscarried. Teisha Shivin Akin. Chasavein Kishul Nefalim. V'yash L'Psichas Akevel Odam. These are again details we're not going into right now. All Rav Pop, all Rav, keep the names in mind. All Rav Pop, all Rav, every name counts. My area Koshta Shayamim. Afilu Mashu V'Alma. Amar Rav Zera. V'no Silach Mil Atzma. Get the names? Rav Zera, Rava, Rav Papa. Right? Everybody's over? Rav Zera, Rava, Rav Papa. So what do you give me a detail? Everyone is Shivan Akim. Omalei, Amin Alach Isura. I'm discussing with you a real Isur. Ba'at Amrit Min Haga. Hecha di achmer achmer, hecha lo achmer lo achmer. Whoa, Rashi. Isura da filu hecha lo achmer teishavak korcha min haTorah. Here, it's a minig. If the minig didn't spread that far, doesn't apply. Pirulei ployim mamish. The poshim shan the Gemara is that Benos Yisrael is a minig, and the minig which applies where the minig applies and nowhere else. Before I go further, there's another important sefer called the Tosfei Arash, printed on the side of every Gemara. So I would like everyone to see this. Is I just to show it to you, I put a Tosfei Arash, Tosfei Arash, we call it, on Samach Tes, on an Aleph Dirmas of the E. But you can add to your Maram Akomis list the Tosfei Arash here on Samach Vav and Aleph, starting from Yom Echad all the way until Adberim. Just basically the narrow lines. Okay? From Yom Echad, then the narrow lines in Tosfei Arash. We'll discuss it as we go. Keep that in mind. On the Rush itself, we'll see soon, I put some super commentaries, which are printed in every standard edition, which are significant, as we shall see, momentarily. Now, it's interesting, I promise you some vocabulary words. I would like to show the Gemara daf lama na manal, just some glossary of terms. Not learning the Gemara, just a glossary of terms. Complicated case, we don't have time to read through the difficulty. The number of terms are found over here. Terms are important to understand. We have over here, in the discussion of the Gemara, it's about 8 lines before the Mishnah. Dilma Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom He. That's the expression which you mentioned before. Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, which means that she sees one day of the 11 done, she has to watch that day. And the next day she can go to the mikvah in the morning. But the Gemara goes on. Bizava gedola kamari, bizava katana lo kamari. I want to show you those phrases. The Shomeres Yom is called a bizava katana. She saw either 1 or 2 days. Bizava gedola, special chazal, she sees 3 consecutive days. Just wanted to show it to you. Okay. A glossary of terms. Yes? No, right, and the next day. So she sees, let's say, next Sunday, which is day 8. So she checks herself Sunday afternoon, she's clean. So, I don't go to the prot, no need for Shev and Shev and the key. Perhaps you can go that day. But again, as we shall see, with the Rabbana, she cannot be with her husband, because if she sees after the mikvah, it undoes it retroactively. Well, I need the details. Rabbosai, I want to show you one more Gemara And then we'll look in the Rosh a little bit, just to get a little bit of a head start. That's a Gemara, Bosei, Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Samach Zayin Amud Beis. About the 10th line. Amar Rav. Nida Bismana Eina Toveles Ela Balayla. As we just mentioned, right? She started this past Sunday, yesterday. She goes to the mikveh on Motzei Shabbos. Rashi explains, Bismana Bishvi, Benida Doraisa Kamai Shlosafa Shivinakim, Balayla, Tichsiva, Tia Benidasa, Tia Benidasa, Kol Zion. That's over here. What does it say over here? It's the first line. Shivas Yamim Tia Benidasa. All 7 days she goes to the mikveh. We called Motzei Shabbos. Fine. Vishalov Bismana, Toveles Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla. Rashi. Shalov is mana, it means Bishmini. I'm not going to go into the Pratim of this Gemara right now, but the question becomes, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, what happened to the din of Benos Yisrael, Hechmiru Al Atzma? What happened? Is it here? Is it not here? Says the Gemara about 10 lines later. Omra Papa Larovo Labai Michti Ha'in Nakulu Safek Zavo Shavina Rabbanon. What does that mean? That's presumably the Chumar of Zerah. That every single woman, Ha'idna nowadays, is given a status, listen very carefully, is given a status of Safek Zavo, because she's got confused. So what's the whole discussion? Right? Litbelina be a mama, the Shviyah. Everyone should be able to go to the mikveh on day 7 of the Shiva Nikim. So you're right. By Torah law you can. Amachachamim. Also lasos came. Shema tovali day safek. What are you afraid about? She'll be with her husband. Right? Rashi explains it day safek. Shema teshamish bo biyom. Vetira binyad achatashmish. Shunim se soseres kol shlilofanel. Utfilas apsula. So therefore, she cannot even go to the mikveh until the night. That's how everybody learns except for the Baal HaMor. Another sefer you'll see, the Baal HaMor has unbelievably original thoughts against the whole world, printed on the bottom of the Baal HaNefesh, L'Raivit. You know, the Raivit and Baal HaMor are famous for going at it. There's no exception. This is Mechamta Shel Torah. Okay? So he has this unique shita that also means you can't have beer. But go to the mikveh, you can go on the 7th day. But the whole world disagrees. Cannot go to the mikveh until the night after 7 days are up. Are there any possible exceptions? Go there even the next day. Srach Pita. All this we get to as we go. Not this minute. Okay, fine. So Rabbi Osai, having seen Gemara, a little Rashi, let's turn to the Rosh. Turn to the Rosh, please. The Rosh and Perek Yud Masechta Nida. Okay. The Rosh. Let's first hear the Rosh, which is not an official Makoros. The very end of Siman Dal. The very end. In my edition, it's page Nun Ches, with a little bit of an Aleph and then a Shin. To be May Rova Lo Poshta Chumra de Rabbi Zeir B'chol Makom. You hear what's going on? In Rava's time, Rav Zeir's Chumra did not spread everywhere. Kiddika Amal Le Rova Le Rapapa Nav Samal Vav. Amin Alach Yisur Vat Amrit Liman Hogah. Hegad the Achmer Achmer, Hegad Lo Achmer Lo Achmer. So the Rosh is saying that in his day, clearly hadn't spread everywhere. Some places yes, some places no. Wow. Hadn't spread yet. Says the Madan Yontif Shin, Utmihani, the Behilchos Mikvos of Simulam and Vok, Kosti Rabbeinu the Posh to be made Rava, Chen Ruchak Shamia Gemara, Vitzarich. Ion, a stira in the rush. let's take a look. We have mikvahs here of Olsayim. I think I put that on the Ma'amar Kamos too. Rosh Shulchan's mikvahs in the back. Simulam above. Let's take a look. Let's keep turning. Every Gemara has it. Simen Lamed Vav. Uvi Yomav, what a small Vav is, of who? Of Rav and Rav Papa, from Poshta Takat and Rabbi Zera. So here again, Malayat of Osvav, Kentosvaran, ובוואלה דשמייט נוחי מוכחס ומכאן תאמה מה שחוץ רבינו דרוש בפרק תינוק לסוף סימן דל we just saw תמימי רוב הלא פשטו hey what's going on over here what's going on what's happening צריכן עוד לומר ליחה כך פשטו אף ביומוב בוסה דיתמר האם אמרו So in Rava's lifetime, it was a stage when it was low poshta, and the stage when it was poshta. Historically, that's when it developed. Clear? Rabosai. This basic stuff, Rabosai. Very basic stuff. Huh. So you have Rabosai, Chumah the Rav Zeir. Is it a minig or is it a din? That question we haven't answered yet at all. Great significance, we shall see. Because minhagim, as important as they are given to particular exceptions in very extraordinary cases. Din de Rabbanan, presumably not. But it's very critical to know what it is. So, let us give a quick peek in the Lashon of the Rif. We're trying to give you a little orientation to everything today, one day, just so you should know what the Mefarshim are. Question. Does everybody have a Gemara with a Rif and a Mishilchot Din in the back? Does anyone not have such a Gemara? Because the old-fashioned Gemaras don't have them, you know. The Shas Gemaras, they have the Rif in the back of Shavuos. Right, so most of you have, all right? You have computer, everything. But you have a Gemara. You should get the old Zerada if you can. I'm sure you can buy them somewhere. Even some other Gemaras have it. They come to this conclusion that the Sela Gemara Nida without the Rif and the Mordechai is ridiculous. You know, all the Shas Gemaras about whatever. Take a look at the Rif and see how the Rif deals. Now, you know there are two different paginations. There's in the old Rif, and many of Svarim refer you that way, and there's the new pages. And then the new pages. So, let's take a look. I asked you to see the run on the Rif, or the Rif is included sort of in that. I think it's page Yud Gimel, I'm guessing, in the new pages. No, not there. What else was there? Page Zion, maybe? Hold on. Let me find it. Whoa, here it is. Take a look at page Zion, or if it's in the old print, it should be Daf. The Gimel of Adveyas of Dalad of an Alam. Look what he says. In my edition, it's page Zion. In the old edition, new edition, it's the very beginning of page Dalet in the old editions. In page Zion of the new editions, halfway through the very wide lines. What does it say? Choshel Rabbanan Lemilsa, V'avdu Archocha Yisera Lesluki Kol Sveki V'atzvichu Lemesev Shivinakim Al Koldan Loliga di Sura Daraisa. What's the Gemara by Rebbe by Benos Yisrael? He used the word, he keeps using the word. Of the Rabbanan Archoka Yisera. Van Hogu Benos Yisrael. The Mevet of the Rab Zera. Rabosai, what is it? Because Halacha Psuki, it says in Brachas. The riff's a little unclear, but the Poshup Shah the Riff is it's a Halacha Psuka, it's a Takana. Maybe started off as a minig, but now it became an absolute din. Does everyone agree? No. Who agrees or disagrees? The Ramban agrees. Ramban writes in his Hilchos Nida. I'd like to show you, I'm assuming you can get Hilchos, it's important for you to know. Does Hilchos Nida the Ramban appear in the Bar Ilan?
Yes.
Under what? Okay, so it's important to know these things. Again, you should all try to get your own copy. You have a most Rambans and need to have it in the back, but not everyone. Oh, that's Balei Nefesh too. That's good. Perek Aleph. Watch the Lashon of the Ramban. It's important to understand that the Ramban is a reaching, and there's an expression, that's a great way to say it. The Ramban's words are so holy, every word of the Ramban, Yoshim Ola Shivin Akiyim. If you do not, you see that in print. Perfect pun for this year's Lima. Every word, you have to sit 7 days and figure out what he's saying. So let's see how the Ramban says. Chumra zu shenogu benos Yisrael hukshura b'enei hachamim also kahalacha psuka b'chol makom l'fifach asu la'adam l'hakol barosho li'olam. That's it. Forever. See? Everyone be able to read it? Ramban b'furish. It started off as a chumra, it started off as a minig, but chachamim made it to halacha psuka. That's it. Finished. No more. No ands, no ifs, no buts. What does the olam mean? What does the Ola mean? What does the Ola mean? What does the Ola mean? I have something which will come as a surprise to you, but watch this. What does it mean, the Ola? I understand. It means forever. Forever, no matter what, it's forever. The Olam is the Olam. What was it to talk about? Watch this. Meshech Chochma. Atman lo seifti shmi pesach beso ad boker. Amazing. We'll end the shteishi with a little bit of garata. Okay? Let me tell you now. Tomorrow, as we're still just warming up, I want to give you a little bit of a taste of the machlokas between the Rambam and the rest of the world, and in terms of how you calculate your Meinida and Ziva. Even though, as we'll see, it may not be the Maisa, although, again, Minig versus Din. So I made copies, and you went to pick one up of almost the whole thing of the Briskerov, the Masechta Erchin. It's two pages back to back. If you want to get the original, there's a few lines at the beginning, a few lines at the end, but the main thrust is in these two pages. Feel free to take one up on the way out. I want them to start with the Brisk Rav today, because of my Rebbe. I love Brisk. My Rebbe was, and I have some of my Rebbe's condition I need it too. Those who want to get a hold of this. Okay, this was put out some years ago. Rav Shechter's notes. But let's before we get to Brisk, let's get to Meshech Chochma. Because over here, in Mitzrayim, they forgot Gufei Torah. Klal Avodah Zarah, but Siyogim and Gedorim, this they kept. This they kept. They didn't change their names. They didn't change their language. Oh, look what it says now over here. He says like this. He says, Yud Ches Dover, Afilu Elio and Yochel Levatlon. It's so important. Elios, the Mashiach is around the corner. It's coming tomorrow. Doesn't matter. You still have to keep it. Imlog Shiva Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, there's a mikdash, then the Sugim will not have to be maintained anymore. Wow. Was Kulama Avon Yisrael, Yas Hashem Yisbrach Mashiach Beretzono, Dugma, Halacha Psuka de Rabbi Zeira, Shebnos Yisrael Lechmir Al Atzma, Uvizman HaMikdash Al Korchel Sheyivatel. Why? You love Haki, lo teida isha masay lahavi karmen ziva. Achidish nifn rame simcha. Achidish nifn rame simcha, rabosai. When Mashiach comes to be based on Mikdash, there'll no longer be a need for Shiva Nikiyim. We don't want to talk too much politics, but there was a certain woman who lives near me that years ago put out a book. And when she says, maybe we should get rid of the Shiva Nikiyim, it's too much for our generation, just get rid of it. She's a very prophetic woman. What a Rebbe Simcha. When Mashiach comes, there'll be a base of English. Then we'll follow with that recommendation. But until they're not. Rabosai, I was once asked to speak at a fundraiser on the West Side for the mikveh. And this goes back many, many years. And I'll end with my drusha, which raised a few dollars. It worked. It made a lot of money. Rabosai, may show of hands, who in this room has ever set foot in a mikveh? Raise your hand. I hope only Erev Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. All that, I'm very much against mikveh for reasons which some of you may know about. But Rambam says, twice a year, call it mikveh. Do you ever notice, if you live in the West Side, the Taj Mahal, on the 74th Street, then they have a separate floor for men. But in most mikvahs, it's the same mikvah, you know, they just clean it up well after the men leave. Rabbi Posen from Roy has told us that one man makes a mikvah more dirty than 100 women. Anyway, so I spoke. Anyone notice what it says on the wall as a bracha? What else does it say? Anyone know? Bracha. Hashem comes to Allah Tzvila. What else does it say? Anyone notice? Shivane Beis Hamikdash b'Meher of Yomim. That's what all the women say. Don't ask me why, what, where. It's like Eved Rasha. Why? Why does a woman say that? What's it do with anything? What's it do with anything? What's the connection? What's the connection? I said three pshat. I'll try to finish the three pshat in 3 minutes. We go downstairs after I finish as a sicha in the Glock Beis Medrash. Everyone's invited to attend. Again, the mincha is at 2:30. Please come back after the psicha, after lunch, to prepare the Maran Makomas. Tomorrow, 9 o'clock is the Seder. She'll be at 1:25 to 2:25 to see Shema. Okay. My first pshat was as follows. This pshat! It's difficult for a couple, we'll see later, that to separate for 12 days. Let's see if it makes its life simple. The average woman sees for 5 days, Sunday through Thursday. So by Torah law, she goes to the Mikvah Motzei Shabbos, and by Rabbinic law, she has to wait till the next Thursday night. So she says, Shiyabana Beis HaMikdash B'Meher V'Yomeinu, so we can follow the Ramei HaSimcha and Ramei HaShachman and go back to only 7 days. That's why. Very ridiculous. My second pshat was, the Gemara says, Ein Beit David Bo, Asher Yichlu Chol HaShem HaShem B'Guf, and after every time a child is born, the Beit David, the Mashiach, is coming closer. Since when a woman goes to the mikvah, that's when she's fertile, she could possibly have a child. She would have been mishmei of Yemenu because the possibility of a child. And the third shot, please open the Gemara, that's my last source for today. The Gemara over here on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says as follows in the fifth wide line. Tanya Hoy Ramei Omer. In the Ma Armor Torah Nidal Shiva, May Shirogalba Vakotzba, familiarity breeds contempt. Armor Torah, Te Tmeya Shiva Yamin, Today Sheikh Te Chaviva Al Bala, Kishas Knisosa Lechupa. Wow, a real honeymoon. She comes back from the mikvah, Tischavev Olav, and the marriage is in effect reinforced when she goes to the mikvah. The Gemara's in Brachas. We have brachas in either, right? Once in brachas, someone is mesameach us and bekala is kibbona achas mechurvus yirushalayim. So when the woman goes to the mikvah, it's reinforcing her marriage, and it's like it's kisa lechupa, that will lead to churvus yirushalayim. She yibona beis hamikdash b'meher v'yomeinu amen v'yomeinu.